It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of the pediatric blog that I call DocSmo.com. This is where parents can get their free pediatric degree without ever unplugging their MP3 player. We discuss topics that span from diapers all the way to the diploma, from the bassinet to the boardroom, and from the womb to the wedding. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Obviously, we will never run out of topics. Now, in today's discussion, I'm going to add another book review PEDcast to the menu based on the book Feeding Baby Green, The Earth-Friendly Program for Healthy, Safe Nutrition by Dr. Alan Green. Now, my first encounter with Dr. Green was while I was cutting my grass and listening to National Public Radio show The People's Pharmacy. And I heard Dr. Green talk about a variety of pediatric topics in this particular episode, and I was just simply blown away. Articulate, informative, and cutting-edge ideas, no pun intended. I had to hear more, so I bought the first of his two books entitled Feeding Baby Green, and here is my book review. Dr. Green is a Princeton graduate and a Stanford pediatrician who has made it his mission to change much of what we do with children, especially the way we feed them. His goals are to improve the nutritional quality and variety of foods that babies and children eat, but to do it in an environmentally sensitive manner, hence the term green in the title. He outlines all of this in his 8 steps to gaining nutritional intelligence. He introduced me to some new concepts by introducing me to a lot of research that, frankly, I had never heard about. For example, Dr. Green contends that babies start developing an affinity for flavors and tastes starting before they are born and continuing through the first year of life. He argues that the reason that toddlers almost always become picky eaters is biologically based, a reflex that is called neophobia, new fear, that keeps them from eating strange vegetation that may be poisonous. He argues that if a child's palate isn't familiar with the taste, by the time they become a toddler, their diet is likely to be very limited. Hence, the modern dilemma many parents find themselves in with a toddler who will only eat a few low-quality processed foods. Why shouldn't they, he says. They were fed processed bland food as their first foods all during the first year. We program them to eat that way, so to speak. He wants all the rules changed. No baby food, no processed bland food, rather a variety of whole foods that come at your infant like a freight train hitting top speed. No one new food at a time, no 3 days in between new foods, no tasteless processed food, simply mashed up, flavorful, organically grown, fresh, local foods fed to your baby starting between 4 and 9 months. Dr. Green argues that repetition during the infant's flavor-exploring months, coupled with the process of watching a parent eat the same food, is what makes the baby's palate learn to accept new flavors. Dr. Green also makes strong arguments why parents should avoid all processed and fast foods and exclusively breastfeed their infants for the first year of their lives. Buy locally grown organic produce that includes a great variety of nutritional sources, not to mention safe fish, organically raised meat, eggs, and dairy. He is a big fan of the Mediterranean diet and multivitamins. He is not a fan of artificial colors and preservatives. Almost every page of this book is an indictment of the modern food and agricultural industries. Now, the book is organized into chapters mirroring baby development from pregnancy to toddler age and beyond. The chapters include anecdotes from real parents subscribing to the Green Way, as well as tested recipes for both families and babies. The premise behind the book is not to indoctrinate babies to adopt certain food habits, but to learn from the environment around them. Parents and other members of the family should try to incorporate these habits as the growing babies observe everything and learn to eat from their parents. Additionally, Dr. Green gives helpful suggestions to add flavor to foods using herbs, how to select fruits and vegetables, and even how to use certain spices and foods as remedies. Now for the negatives that I see in this book. I think many readers of this book will be overwhelmed by its content and the scope of change that is advocated. People would be healthier if we rode a bike everywhere, grown crops, spent most of our time outdoors, doing physical work, etc. But this isn't going to happen. This is simply impossible and impractical. Additionally, I felt Dr. Green was being a little arrogant a few times in the book when he made some rather large leaps from the science we know today. He may end up being right, but I think the jury is still out on the safety of modern plastics, genetically modified foods, and the cause of the allergy epidemic we are witnessing in children. Advocating for avoidance of certain modern things is fine, but presenting correlation studies as if they are conclusive science, in my opinion, is arrogant and just wrong. I also feel that his recommendation for a multivitamin for all children is difficult to justify from the literature, and it may be harmful. Has he seen how much sticky dental disease promoting sugar are in many of the best-selling vitamins? I don't think so. Well, I'm starting my third year as a blogger. Can you believe that? And I want to thank everyone for their support. I truly hope that I am providing relevant, useful information to all those people who are interested in the well-being of children. Your comments are welcome at www.docsmo.com, and reviews on iTunes are always a great thing. Please take a few minutes and write a review. This is Doc Smo saying thanks. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.